On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
One person who needs to step up down the stretch for the Detroit Lions, beyond just this week against the Giants. John, they're going to play the Packers and the Rams, and there's a lot that needs to be done for a team that's currently outside the playoffs. Who's the one player that needs to step up the most? Build off of something we did yesterday in the Thursday touchdown.
So I'm going to give you, can I give you two answers?
No.
One that one directly answering it, and then one that I would like to see more of. Can I do that, please? I'm going to give you the direct answer the question. It is Graham Glasgow.
Okay.
Same thing I said yesterday. And it's for him to be consistent in the middle, because I do think in terms of, hey, being able to call out blitzes, being able to, you know, shift and do all that stuff mentally, he's the guy for the job. But when it comes to physically executing, I want to see him raise his level of play and just be consistent throughout the rest. Because if he is consistent and you've got Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker, now all of a sudden, hey, you sandwich in there. That's what I was talking about at the beginning of the season. Now, I didn't think Graham would be subpar like he's been to this point. And I don't want to completely throw him under the bus, because it's not all been bad, but it needs to be a level of consistency. And then you put in Anwosika or, you know, Ratledge on the right side. When you think, and Mahogany, when, if he's able to come back, like, you can put those guys in between three veterans playing at a consistent level. Now, your tackles are going to be playing a little bit higher level than your center, but now all of a sudden, it gives those guys a little bit of a confidence. It gives those guys a little bit of a cushion, room for error at the guard position if you can make up for it at tackle and center. So it's him. And the guy that I think could really help this offense and help him on third downs, convert and help him in a lot of different ways, is Isaac Tislah.
Sure. We've been hearing about it.
That's why I wanted to squeeze in the extra answer there.
Well, look, we're going to talk about this for more than 5 minutes. More than one name's going to come up. But if I may, I will read directly from a John Jansen email. Who is the player the Lions need most to be better for them to win the division and make a run in the playoffs?
Right. So I gave you the one that, the player. I gave you the player. And then I gave you the one that I want to see more of that I think can really help you. So, hey, 248-539-9797. Jump in the mix. Who is the guy, and feel free to add in a 1A, 1B.
Sure. Go ahead and name the whole roster when you call in.
I didn't name the whole roster.
I'm going to go with Lee McNeil, because I think the shift has to be to their defense. Thing we didn't really talk about this week, they played him a little bit as the heavy edge last week.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of guys in the interior they like. But if he's moving along the defensive front, certain weeks he's going to be asked to do different things. If he continues to get his feet under him. He had a big game against the Bucks. Need to see more of that. If Aleem McNeil truly comes into his own in the second half of the season, you will affect the quarterback. You will win with defense. You'll get your offense extra possessions and extra chances, which they need because they're not getting it done up front on the offensive line consistently. I would say Aleem McNeil. 248-539-9797. If we want to check behind the glass, who is the one Lion that needs to step up down the stretch for them to do everything we want them to do?
I like your McNeil pick. I definitely think he qualifies. Like, if he can become, you know, just more splash plays, you know, I think that impacts the game significantly. Forcing maybe fumbles, something like that. Lions have not been turning over the other team in this last, this 2-3 stretch. But mine in the 2-3 stretch, and I think I'm going to get a little frisky here. Mm. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm.
And I know their circumstances sometimes dictate, but he's had the drops. He's averaging just under 65 yards per game in that stretch. That's not good enough.
Yes.
He doesn't have a 100-yard game in the last five games. He is a superstar on this team.
Yep.
Your superstars win games for you. It's time to step it up.
Some of
stay
it
off the podcast. I'm kidding.
Some of it has easy. Been a more targets to J-Mo, but when you don't have Laporta, I don't think you're gonna look and say, "Well, Brock Wright needs to catch more balls." No, it needs to be Amon-Ra St. Brown,
yeah,
and it needs to be the level of consistency that we have come to know and anticipate from him. The drops, all right, that is consistent with 95% of other receivers. And so I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he's terrible. Get rid of him. That's not what you're saying either.
No.
But I think there are some fans that are going too far in blaming him for a couple of drops. So it's not what we have known from him. It's not what his career has shown. I don't think that's what he's going to be.
He's number 6 in the NFL in catches, number 8 in the NFL in receiving yards.
But that's all front loaded.
I know. And he needs to be that player all season long for this offense to be. Look, that might not be what they're going to be the last couple years, but you want to keep the ball on third down? We know who the most reliable go-to target has been for Jared Goff, and it's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Which is also why I think Tesla needs to be a little bit more of, he needs to come to the party. Because if he becomes a viable threat on third down, what does it do for everyone else? It's just another individual that they have to cover, especially if Laporte is not going to be there for maybe even the rest of the season.
Texts are coming in. Feedback, phone calls, 248-539-9797. Stretch run is here for the Lions. Final 7 games. Not in the playoffs today. Need to go win that playoff spot, win that division spot, and get as high a seed as they can. Who's the one Lion that needs to step up most? Got ticket texts, got phone calls, 248-539-9797. We also have some audio for people. 718. Two pieces of audio. I want to know which one bothers you more. They both involve Detroit sports athletes. 718. Two different clips. Which one bothers you more? But let's focus on the good stuff, the positives, guys who need to step up. I said Aleem McNeil. John, you said Graham Glasgow, but also a shout out. Tesla could be a factor as the season rolls on. We want to hear from you guys. Jeremy and Fenton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Jeremy.
I just wanted to say, really, one person that needs to step up is, in my opinion, Jared Goff. You know, these last few games I've watched him. I'm a younger fan. I just started getting into football myself. And really, I'm just getting kind of tired of watching him throw away the ball on third down, fourth down every time. I wish he would kind of, you know, I can't think of the word, bolden up. Honestly, just whenever I see him get pressure and when he's within 10 feet of any person, you know, he just throws the ball into the sideline. And that can be just kind of disappointing to see offensively. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I mean, there can be some times on third down. You don't want to see it on third down because it means you're probably going to have to punt or go for it on hopefully it's fourth and short. But I'm with you, too. Some of those are frustrating when you're just simply trying to move the sticks and there's just nothing there. And he either dirts it or it ends up five rows deep.
Right.
some of those are some of those have to be that way, or else it's going to be an interception.
Well, and then we talk about if this team's going to shift the way they play, where they're going to lean on their defense, don't have a turnover on third down.
And what I thought he was going to say in regards to Jared Goff is just there were some really bad throws. And I know we talked about the pressures that Jared Goff was under, and whether it was, hey, Green Bay, he didn't have a chance to throw the ball or set up in the pocket. We know he's got to be protected. And there were times against Philly. Yeah, you know he needs protection. And when he gets off his mark, he's not as good of a quarterback. There were other times where he wasn't under duress and he was either, you know, seeing ghosts, hearing footsteps, and the ball was just nowhere in the, it wasn't even the right zip code.
That's as erratic and as inaccurate as he has looked in 2-3 years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a text. Some of your texts. Why does Hutch always get a free pass? He needs to step up.
I could get behind that.
I think you always ask more of your stars, but I don't like the insinuation here that Hutch hasn't been very good. Hutch leads all of football players in pressures, and, okay, he has 9 sacks in 10 games. It's not like the guy's having some underachieving season. In fact, you want to stack him up with Micah Parsons. They got the same number of sacks, and Aiden's got a handful of pressures more. Are they doing that in Green Bay, saying, God, Mike has been so, he needs to step up?
Well, I think it is, and I agree. I like Aiden's numbers. I like what he's doing, but it's those moments where it's third and long and a sack would change the game. It's those game-breaking moments where I would, because we've seen it with Micah Parsons throughout the course of the year, his sacks seem to come at a more opportune time, more impactful time. And so if it's third and long, if it's fourth and long, and it's a team that's got to have it, and it could be early in the game just to keep a drive going, that's where he has to say, you know what, I don't care if you're going to double team me, triple team me, I'm going to find a way to win and bring the quarterback down.
Guys, Hutch and McNeil as a duo have to be elite and help create turnovers. Those guys have to dominate for us to win games and big games down the line. So yeah, I agree, it's McNeil. Another vote for Glasgow. Glasgow all day. Veteran player playing a new position this year. He's the glue, needs to lead us to victory and consistency. How about some more under-the-radar names? Khalif Raymond on kick returns. We've gotten nothing out of him, and it could set up some short fields to help an offense.
There's been times on kick return where, like, he's trying to bring the ball back either to the middle of the field or even get to the other side of the field, and it just feels like it's all happening in slow motion.
We got to vote for Rodrigo.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
special,
yep,
teams,
get him back on the field.
Better coverage on special teams.
Sure.
This team plays 3 linebackers, so there's even a spot for him on the defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here's one that supports anyone you're going to talk about on defense, but especially Ali McNeil. Did you watch much of last night's game between the Texans and the Bills?
The 8 sacks from the Texans front.
Right. So this comment on Twitch, FBG25, thank you. Last night showed how even Davis Mills can beat anyone with the top defense and team around him. So that's a great point.
Yeah. And look, people are going to point out that they have 2 elite edges on that Houston defensive line. Between Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Yeah. Detroit famously doesn't. But if they have 2 game wreckers on the D-line, right, 1 interior in McNeil and 1 on the outside in Hutch, mm-hmm, you can create a similar dynamic where you put quarterbacks in hell and you make their life miserable and you get your team back on the field because you get stops on third down. And the Lions, by the way, have been very good on third down this year. Top 5 third down defense. That's how you get your offense another chance and another chance and another chance. 1A, Graham Glasgow. 1B, Brock Wright.
Okay. With, I mean, no, if you're going to stand in for Laporta, and where I want to see Brock Wright be really effective, I don't really care if they throw him the ball. Hey, if it's a check down and it's just, hey, well, it's, instead of dirting the ball and you can get away with picking up 3 yards on any given down, that's fine. But I really need to see him be much more effective in the run game, especially backside.
Yes, Jim, they are trashing Micah Parsons in Green Bay along with every other player on that pathetic roster. We actually hold our players accountable when they underperform, unlike this city.
So I've heard, I mean, so many different takes on this in regards to, you know, the way that we reacted really, the whole city reacted after losing to Philly. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, they won't make the playoffs. This, like, I think that's being pretty hard on the team.
I think so,
and
too.
A lot of people will eventually text in or call in, worst fan base ever. You're ready to throw your team out just because they lost a game to a really good team? Mm-hmm. And then we have other people talking about, well, you're not hard enough on them. What the hell?
Like, I think there's a middle ground where you say things aren't good up front on the offensive line when they face
good defenses.
Yes.
Good defensive fronts.
And that makes you worried that they could win the Super Bowl. You have legitimate concern or doubts that this team will win the Super Bowl. You're not a bad fan. You're using your eyes. You're paying attention, and it concerns you. And we're not going to lower the bar. The Super Bowl's the standard. I also think it's fair to say they're not missing the playoffs. That I don't have this expectation that the Lions are going to fall all the way out of the playoffs when all is said and done. They're out today. They'll be back in. There's a middle ground.
I agree.
Yeah. How about this one? You make Myles Garrett money, fans expect Myles Garrett numbers. Guys, there's one Myles Garrett. If we're going to hold Aiden to being Myles Garrett, we're going to be very disappointed in Aiden Hutchinson. And I think that's just the wrong way to approach it when you have one of the two or three best edge players in football. Again, I'll reiterate. You ask more of your star players, it's okay to ask more of Aiden. But the undertone of some of these ticket texts, like we have a bum. He just tries really hard and gets pressure. Pressures matter, guys. Yep. And sacks matter, and he's elite in both.
He is. And, I mean, Myles Garrett is, he's just a whole different animal because he is an animal. And he is getting those numbers going against offenses that aren't throwing the ball very much because they're up in the third and fourth quarter. And he's just a terror.
And we've seen the numbers like the Garrett's doing. You start comparing him to Reggie White in just terms of the production. So what are we saying? If Aiden's not Reggie White or Myles Garrett, he's a disappointment? Is that the way we're going to operate moving forward here? I feel like we're setting a guy up to fail, and he's one of the best players at his position.
It's all about the money. You know, he's not as good as Myles Garrett. That's a fact. And
right.
I don't think he ever will be. He doesn't have the physical stature that Myles Garrett does. You ever see Myles Garrett without a shirt off?
On? Almost every interview he does.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah. And pick up basketball games or whatever.
But at least he's not like, who was it? Ricky, what's his name? Who kept his helmet on, shirt and helmet.
But it's like when Stafford got paid with the Lions and people criticized him because he wasn't playing as well as the best quarterbacks in the league. And I think Aiden's going to fall victim to that as well, too.
But can't we just apply the logic we do with quarterbacks? The next guy gets paid more than the last guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's better. And we should use a little bit of common sense here.
Exactly. He's really good. I think he's a borderline superstar edge rusher. But I do think there's times, too, like John said, on third and long, make the play.
Yeah.
And that
and the
energizes
game.
The team,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Be the man.
What else we got? Text messages, 248-539-9797. The Lions usually don't put a lot on a player early. Think back to St. Brown's start. But maybe down the stretch, this is where Tesla gets more involved and the offense starts to take a turn. Campbell's told us they want to get him more involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we're post-bye. We're into November, basically December now.
Right. Yeah. And some of those, he's not going to be the first read. Not going to be the second read. Might not even be the third read. But we saw Jared Goff be able to get to all of those different reads when they were really good the last couple of years of converting on third downs. He's going to be that guy that I think could really help in third down situations. But to get there, you've got to have protection enough for him to make all of those different reads and then get to Tesla.
How about another name you guys haven't brought up? David Montgomery. Key guy down the stretch for this team. Hasn't done much, but he could start getting 5 yards a carry. It would really help open up the passing game. Let us know who's the Lion that needs to step up down the stretch for this team to achieve all its goals. Also got this one. It's funny that Gov got triggered with changing one game, but even funnier that Cookies got triggered for being called out for it. He called Gov Bud twice, sensing some passive aggressiveness this morning. Yeah.
I know. It gets real passive aggressive when you drop the bro on him.
Bro, you make the picks next week, bro. You build the board.
I got a bruh from Connor last Saturday. Like an all-time legend, bruh. All right, so he's still working on getting his license. He's got his permit and all that.
Yeah.
And we were pulling out of Chick-fil-A, and I honestly didn't know if he was going to stop, and there was oncoming traffic. And I'm like, Connor, stop. And he just goes, bruh.
All-time moment. All-time moment. Love that kid.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. All right, so just posted by a member of the Detroit Lions media. Although my favorite response when I said something from our show has made its way into the Lions locker room. One of our listeners responded with, please let it be Caputo sex tips. No, it's not that.
Stop that.
He's going to confront us about this. What's this I'm hearing? Did I hear?
It won't be the first time.
No. Now I've lost it. Great, Doug. True pro. Here we go. Justin Rogers from the Detroit Football Network. Tate Ratledge said he got sent the Onion article about him by, quote, so many people. Said he heard from a team employee that someone called into a local radio station bitching about if it was as if it were for real. That was on our show that someone called.
I'm so glad we handled that correctly, because when we heard what he had to say,
what happened was a caller made some points. And then at the end said, did you guys hear that Tate Ratledge asked for Thanksgiving off?
Like, nobody asked. What are you talking about?
I said, where did you see this? What's the sourcing? Like, where did you see this?
And he actually said, I saw it on The Onion. And we started to laugh. We're like, yeah, do you know what The Onion is? Well, no. It's a satirical website
that
writes stories to lampoon things.
Yep, it's
all fun and games with The Onion, and it's funny stuff. And the article was funny.
It was funny.
Unless you took it seriously. If you took it seriously, then it's not so much fun.
So, no, Tate Ratledge did not ask for Thanksgiving off.
No, he did not.
What was it, because I like grandma's pie, and we have a lot of family traditions. And he asked to make it up by playing in a game. On a bye week for the Lions. And it's pretty funny, but it was not real. And, somebody called our show.
I don't have a lot of faith in society a lot of times.
No, you don't.
But I refuse to believe that he read that entire article/column, whatever, and thought that was real. Like, that can't be real.
That he can't be real, but he thought it was real?
I don't know, man. The fact that I'm even debating this already is sad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whether or not that guy was just trolling.
Yeah. Please tell me he was trolling.
Let's go to Keith. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
You
y'all
too.
Y'all have a great show. I love the 97.1 The Ticket.
Thank you.
Now, my question is, I got two questions. My first question is, what Jameson did when he put that ball over that goalpost, that all falls back on the coach. The coach should let his players know before they play the game, do not mess with the goalpost.
What if they did?
Well, if they do it anyway, then they, you know, they're not listening. They're not, you know.
Okay.
If they do it anyway, I don't think they should be kicked off the team. I mean, it's real
petty.
Nobody
does. Nobody thinks that.
Yeah, you know, it's real small. This is something that is real small, and it needs to be fixed, which is quite a few things on the Lions need to be fixed right now. And, you know, I'm just not feeling the playoffs this year. My second question is, do you guys think that the Lions
Well, you know, yes, I actually do. They're favored in every game the rest of the way, which doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but it tells you from an outside observer that a realistic expectation is this team has a great chance to win a bunch of games the rest of the way.
You know why they lost that last game with Philadelphia? Because they played that game in prime time. Every time the Lions play prime time, like 7 and 8 o'clock in the night, you know, it's hard for them. They probably half asleep, you know, trying to play that game. But when they play these games like at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, they always win.
Well, they don't play any game at 2 o'clock.
It was a prime time game. That game was played real late.
Yeah.
And then it was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they won in Kansas City on Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football, whatever it was. Yeah, they play Sunday night. They win those games. You know, we've seen them win plenty at night.
The interesting thing is that when you play a team at night, the opponent plays at night too. So they have the same challenge, right, Keith?
Right. They both have the same challenge because, you know, Philadelphia was struggling too. They didn't score a lot against the Lions. The Lions was only down by a touchdown and 2-point conversion.
Keith, hear me out. Or both teams might have really good defenses.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. We straightened that out. I think.
Well, we got big problems then because there's only.
I mean, if that Bears game gets flexed to night game.
I think there's only two more 1 o'clock starts the rest of the way. Am I wrong?
Are there any 2 o'clock starts?
No, there's no 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, they got. We didn't ask him how he felt about the 4:25 kick. They play the Giants at 1 and the Packers at 1, and then every other game is a later game, except the Bears game. We don't know the Bears game yet. But
are they done with primetime games aside from perhaps the Bears?
No, they've got the Thursday night game with Dallas.
That's right.
Yep. But then the Rams game's at 4:25, the Stolers game's at 4:25, the Vikings game on Christmas Day is at 4:30, so...
Is the Super Bowl on primetime this year?
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn.
No, actually, it's before primetime. Normally, well, like it's, a 6 o'clock kick-ish.
It's like 6:38 or something, but it's a night game. But it's early night.
Is it played on the West Coast this year?
As far... Actually, yeah.
Does it feel
you
like
know what's funny? What's funny
like
is...
4 o'clock
game? We'll always put plans in place to go, just in case the Lions make it. And before I even knew, I said, there's only one place I don't want this game to be, and that's that stupid stadium in San Francisco. Because it's like in the middle of an industrial park. It looks like it's way out of town. It looks like the worst location ever. And that's where the Super Bowl is. Now, it may not be our problem. But of all
I hope it's our problem.
I guess you're right. I do hope it's our problem.
I hope that we're bitching about the fact that they're
well,
playing
the Super
Bowl. Doug
would be the one bitching, not us.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, I hope Doug's bitching about it.
I hope you are. I hope you complain vociferously about
that's
this.
A good point. We just got a tweet here from Mike. That comment about primetime being too late is why I have a hard time with talk radio. Why? Because you've never thought of it, Mike? Mike? Is that why? You know, it made you think, didn't it? 248-539-9797.
I don't know if this is breaking news or not. I think it kind of is.
What's that?
College football. Florida Athletic Department officials met Thursday night with representatives of Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin. Multiple sources have said.
Who's this according to?
According to what Joe Shad has reposted.
The Onion?
This is not The Onion.
Okay.
Joe Shad has reposted the comment from Graham Hall, who covers the Florida Gators for 247 Sports.
So, if Joe Shad, who is a writer for in Miami, I believe, probably wouldn't repost it unless he thinks of Graham Hall
as a guy,
as a dude. And yeah. So
Joe Shad used to be with ESPN. Now he's a journalist for the Palm Beach Post. He's got 244,000.
I really think you want to wait till after Thanksgiving. I want to do the wheel of coaching well before then, before these jobs start to fill up.
How many jobs are going to fill up in the next week and a half?
A lot. Could
you think so?
Well, they could, yeah.
Well, because there's a lot of openings, but I mean,
so yeah, I just think it'd be more fun the more jobs we have. But there's 11 jobs open right now, and Gator and I picked 11 big names, you know, Brian Kelly, Pat Fitzgerald, Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, and we're just gonna spin the wheel, have it land on a school, and then pull a name out of a hat, and see who they get as their coach for all 11 jobs. And then see who's the big winner.
See, and I think if we wait for that first week of December, we might actually have more openings and more coaches.
We could, I suppose. And I guess there could be a local school on that.
Could be.
Yeah, but who knows? 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, we'll hear from the coordinators. And Amon-Ra gives his 2 cents on the disconnect and whether he buys the premise that there's a disconnect between Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown this year. That is all coming up next hour here on 97.1. If you haven't seen our Twitter poll, it's not really a poll, it's just a question. Point spreads, all the Lions games, the rest of the way on CBS Sports website. Went through, looked them all up. Caller did something along these lines earlier this week. We just double-checked it. It is correct. Lions are favored in all 7 games. All 7 games. What do you think they will do in those 7 games? Think they're going to sweep them 6-1, 5-2? Kind of gives you a sense for, you know, that they're, it's maybe because there's an undercurrent of underachieving, I feel like, right now. People feel like this team is underachieving. You might feel a little bit better about it if you just take a step back and say, okay, things aren't that bad. Now, they still have to go do the work. They still have to go win football games. But feel free to comment by tweeting us back at DunGator971 or call us at 248-539-9797. Plus, we'll take your texts as well. You can stream the show using the Odyssey app. You can also stream it through our website, 971theticket.com. Additionally, streaming with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Participate in the streaming chat on those sites. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
People, I have to tell you, this is very exciting, not only because it's 3 o'clock and we have TJ, but Rico, are you seeing what is before you? This TJ is blossoming before our eyes. This man is turning into a sex symbol. Fresh kicks, fashion denim, a new haircut. He just left an important lunch meeting, and he has still made time for us. And he was in a phone call mid-update.
He was.
Are you saying that because I'm not wearing a hat for the first time?
No, got a new haircut. We see it's high and tight on the sides.
Am I the only person that gets my haircut?
No, but it looks really
Rico
nice.
Rico told me he gets his haircut every Friday.
Yeah, but his looks the same all the time. Yours looks very nice. Well, it's new. It's fresh.
I don't know how to respond to that because that might be the nicest thing you've ever said.
It's a compliment. You look very nice today. I just tell you.
You're throwing me off. You're buttering me up for something.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask
TJ. Yes, we call that the rake.
There's no rake.
There's a rake. There's no rake.
I'm not taking the carrot. I'm going to wait to see what the stick is.
There's no stick either. I want to ask the critical question to bat leadoff before we get into serious matters because I think TJ can shed some light on something. Now, look, you played for a lot of good teams, but not all of them. Not all of them were good.
One of them.
Okay. I want you to go to the worst point in your career.
Are you going to bash Eastern Michigan again? Is that what we're doing?
Okay. I'm asking on an NFL level. You're being very insecure.
Are we just talking about professional?
Just the NFL.
Okay.
I want to understand, because I'm trying to explain to people how bad the Giants are. And it goes beyond the numbers. But when you're in a locker room, whether it's your friends who you've talked to around the league who put themselves in some terrible situations, it doesn't matter the money you're making. You can't win. You know the team's trash. Your best players are hurt. What the hell is the mindset in that locker room? Because you can't half-ass it or you'll get killed out there. But, what is coming to town with the Giants? Explain what's in that locker room mentally. Because it's hopeless.
Gosh, that's a good question. And I can only speculate because I don't want to bring up the Green Bay years, but that was 8 years, made the playoffs every year. My first year in Detroit, 9-7, we were right on the cusp.
Yep, you were good.
So you never had that really month of December where you're just like, ugh. We did the next year, but unfortunately I was on IR, so I kind of separated myself and knew I was going to retire, had bad injuries. But I can only speculate to where you have a personal pride of, still proving yourself to your teammates, still proving yourself to the coaching staff, still proving yourself. I'm assuming the Giants probably have 20, 25 guys that are pending free agents.
Good.
That you have to find motivation elsewhere. Look, when it's week 12 now? It still is. 7 games to go. And I'm already seeing stuff pop up on social media about, the Giants could be eliminated with the playoffs if this and this and this happen. It's like, if you're doing that with 7 games left, you're eliminated.
It's over.
I hate to tell it. You're out of the playoffs. There's no chance, right? Because you're going to have to go on a miracle run. And the Giants certainly, odds are against them.
So they're
not
going to do
that.
Then.
So I think it's more, it's more of a professional approach to it where, if I'm a Brian Burns or a Dexter Lawrence or, a rookie of Abdul Carter, that's like, sometimes you have to feel that pain so that when you do get over that hump and you feel the successes, it feels even better, right?
You can appreciate it.
Yeah, you do. I think you do. As opposed to coming into a team where I was guilty of it. First year, go to the playoffs. Second year, we're in a Super Bowl. And it's like, dude, I'm a second year player. This is easy. We're going to do this every year, right? And then you realize, oh my gosh, it's hard to get back. When you have to climb out of the dumps, like the Giants are probably going to have to do record-wise. Yeah. I think you take a lot of personal
pride. So flip
the
script. You're on a good team. You're playing a flea-ridden dog. How the hell have the Lions turned the trick of always seemingly staying focused? They dump truck these teams. Yeah. They never have a Green Bay Browns game. They never have a Buffalo Miami game. How do you stay focused when you look at the film and you look at this Giants team? Everyone's running around. They may as well be wearing clown wigs. How do you stay focused?
Well, because that's not the truth. I mean, the Giants, and Mike, you're not going to like to hear this, but sitting
Butter
at 2-9?
Yeah, it's great.
You look at those games and you're like, can I easily pick five, maybe six wins out of that?
In the past tense, you could have. Could have. But that's not the team taking the field now.
But that's how you have to convince yourself that you don't ever go into a game unless there's their starting quarterback's injured, they're missing three receivers, they're missing their entire offensive line, they're missing seven of their 11 defensive starters. No, it's not that not to that point. But unless you're facing something like that, that's like, hey, guys, like we just don't have to screw this up. Let them screw it up and we'll be fine. I don't look at the Giants as that type of team. Now, I haven't been that interested in going back and watching because, yes, I do feel like this week is going to be a vintage bounce back. Hey, coming off a loss, team's going to be pissed. Do we put up 45 points? I feel like that's how it's going to go. But if you're in that meeting room and I'm trying to put my headspace back there, you look at it and I'm looking across. If I'm Taylor Decker and I'm like, Kayvon Thibodeau, and I know he's been hurt, but Abdul Carter, I know his stats aren't there, but kid's got a lot of talent. Brian Burns, what does he have?
13 sacks.
Like Dexter Lawrence, I know you've been, with him. But when you watch their base defense and you watch how they defend the run when they have that 5-2 look, like it is hard to find creases in that defense. And I think that you just have to remind yourself that, you know what? Like we're going against big league dudes that get paid big league money, man. And they've got some high profile players, especially on that defense that can, if you take it easy and you go out there and just say, hey, as long as I just, you know, kind of coast through this thing, they can punch you in the mouth.
I can't
wait. They've had games, Mike, and they've had games that they have found historical ways to lose games. Like, but they're in it. They're in it. Like they find a way. Like I was going back over the last, I think four game charts and just looking by drive, and they start pretty well for the most part. Like if they can get out 7-0 and their defense can come out and force you into third and longs and unleash that pass rush a little bit, like you can find yourself.
Look, if they had Jackson Dart, if they had
Jameis.
Jameis
is going to Jameis. Like we kind of know that. And even last week, like he played well against Green Bay for the most part. And I don't know if that interception was necessarily on him. It looked like Hyatt. The receiver kind of gave up on the route. But then even the last play where it's like, dude, you can't hold the ball for 12 seconds. Like, the pass rush is going to find a way to beat you. But Jameis is going to find a way to Jameis. And look, I look at this game and why I haven't had much interest in it because
Green Bay's on deck.
No, it's not. I'm not saying I haven't thought about Green Bay, but I think this team and Dan Campbell and the players have earned the respect to say, you know what, we trust them to bounce back.
We'll handle their business.
And you know what? Is that going to take away from that loss that you had last week in Philly? No, because that was a very, and I don't want to change subjects, but everything I said last Friday outside of the pick was correct. I felt like that was a very gettable team. That was a team that your defense could stack up against and limit them points-wise and force them to punt, force them to kick field goals. You did that. I didn't expect the offense to have such a down game, especially coming off of what we saw was such a high against Washington. But this just feels like that Dan Campbell and Jared Goff type of game where, you know what, we're ticked off, man. Like, we got to go kind of start churning again and getting our names back up there. And if they blow out the Giants, are we going to give them a ton of credit? Like, nope. No, that's what you're supposed to do if you're a contender. But if they do that, like, you look at it and say that's what you're supposed to do.
All right, we're going to get with TJ here, and I want to ask about LaPorta. I want to ask a little bit about Philly because I know, Rico, I think you agree with me. I'm Philly'd out. I can't take anymore. But I also want to know. No, it's just you can only do so much. It's one game. You put it in the rearview mirror, we move on.
No, I'm with you.
But I want to know how you prepare for two games in that 96-hour window. Is that you're getting ready for the Giants, but you got to have one eye on the next team. We'll get to that next, okay?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.